Chapter 15, Samuel. We come now to another well-known Bible name. You have all heard of Samuel, who was taken as a lad to serve with Eli, the high priest in the temple of the Lord. His mother's name was Hannah. Her husband Elkanah loved her much, but she was sad and sorrowful because she had no child. She felt that God did not hear her prayers, that a son might be given to her, and this troubled her very much, for she feared he would have nothing to do with her. So when they went up to worship the Lord, Hannah wept and would not eat year after year because her prayer was still not answered. But the time came when her trouble was so great that she could bear it no longer, and she made a vow that if the Lord would give her a son, she would give him back to the Lord as long as he lived. Then she went into the temple and poured out her trouble before the Lord. Her lips moved, but she prayed from her heart, and the Lord looks at the heart. So he heard and answered her prayer. How good it is when we see people, whether young or old, so troubled in their souls that they cannot rest until they get an answer to their prayers. If they are taught of God to feel their sins and want to find mercy for their souls and to know if they belong to his people, and they will be so troubled that they must cry to God and pour out their souls before him. Nothing will satisfy them until they find salvation in Jesus Christ. This was what Hannah wanted, for she afterwards said, I rejoice in thy salvation. So Samuel was born, and his mother gave him that name because it means that he was asked of the Lord. She also kept her vow and took him to Eli to serve with him in the temple. This must have been a trial to her, not to have her dear little Samuel at home with her, but she willingly gave him back to the Lord, and he worshipped in the temple. She made him a little coat every year and brought it to him when they went up to worship the Lord. No doubt she looked forward to the time when she could see her Samuel once more, and the lad would be so pleased to see his dear mother. Now one night, when Eli and Samuel had lain down for sleep, Samuel heard a voice calling him by name. He thought Eli had called and went to see what he wanted, but Eli told him he had not called. So Samuel went to lie down again, and the voice came once more, calling him. This time Eli could see that the Lord was calling Samuel, and he told him to say the next time, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Samuel did this the next time he was called, and the Lord gave him a sad message to tell Eli. This was that the Lord would judge Eli and his house because of the wickedness of his two sons. Samuel was afraid to tell Eli this message in the morning, but Eli would have him tell him what God had said. So Samuel told him everything, and the dear old man said, It is the Lord. Let him do what seemeth him good. This made the people know that Samuel was a prophet of the Lord, and the message which he had given Eli came to be true. The Philistines came to fight against Israel, and in the battle the two sons of Eli were killed, and the ark of God was taken away. When they told this to Eli, he fell backwards and died, for he was 98 years old. So we see how God punished the wickedness of his two sons, all three being taken away in one day. Some years later, when the Philistines came again to fight with Israel, Samuel prayed to God for them, and he sent a great thunderstorm which frightened the Philistines, and the men of Israel got the victory. Then Samuel took a stone and set it up to show that God had helped them, and he called the stone Ebenezer, which means the stone of help. Now the time came when the people of Israel wanted a king to reign over them like the other nations. God sent Samuel to anoint Saul as the king of Israel. He was taller than the rest of the people, and they thought they had a good king. But he was not obedient to the Lord, and God rejected him. Then Samuel was sent to Jesse to anoint one of his sons to be king in the place of Saul. The older sons of Jesse were tall and nice to look upon, but God had not chosen them to be king. And Samuel went through all the sons until he came to the youngest, whose name was David. He had to be called from minding the sheep, but God had chosen him to be king, and Samuel anointed him. God looks at the heart, and he knew that there was some good thing in David's heart toward himself, and that he would make him a good king over Israel. So now for texts. You can read about Hannah praying for Samuel in the first book of Samuel, chapter 1, and her song of rejoicing is in chapter 2. See if you can find the verse which says she rejoiced in God's salvation. You may also read how God called Samuel in chapter 3, and the death of Eli and his two sons in chapter 4. Try to find the verse in chapter 7, which tells us of the name Ebenezer. The anointing of Saul is in chapter 10, and of David in chapter 16.